This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number three in studio, it's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And let's go to the phones where we've got Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph,
you know,
we're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Get to my point. Go ahead with my thought and get to the point. You know.
Yes, good. You know exactly what we were going to say. So go ahead with your thought and get to the point.
The Noah riot marked 50 years, okay? That's quite a milestone, which is happening in the year 1967. Now, we're not going to measure that according to the length of time since it happened, but what lesson has been learned? If I can answer my own question, white guilty workman? Good evening, Heather. How are you?
Go ahead. Answer your own question because I really have no clue what you're talking about.
Well,
and you normally try to answer your own questions anyway.
What lesson has been learned 50 years since the Noah riot? But, you know, black are their own worst enemy. That's a given. That's a fact. We know that for a fact.
No, we don't know that for a fact. Ralph, thank you for the question.
I hadn't even had a chance to... It takes me like 10 seconds to understand what Ralph is saying.
He said the lesson that we learned from the Newark riots
right.
is that black people are their own worst enemy. It's a given fact.
Okay.
It's not a given fact. You know, you're entitled to your opinions, but you're not entitled to your facts.
Gotcha.
You know, the fact
is this is a
nationally syndicated radio show. That's a fact. The fact is Ralph... calls in and, you know, he's kind of a bigot. That's a fact.
Does he call in every day or just every Thursday?
I would say he calls in somewhere between 3 to 7 nights a week.
So we're just lucky.
Oh, okay.
He calls in most nights
of
the week. And, you know, he always has some kind of bigoted statement to say, everything is Barack Obama's fault. Not because Barack Obama is a Democrat and Ralph doesn't like Democrats. No, no, no. Ralph thinks everything is Obama's fault because Obama is half black.
Well, I think that's oversimplifying Ralph's point of view.
Well, when you call somebody El Negro Animal...
Animal.
Then you're pointing out one thing about them.
Yes, that is true. I will say that I think
Ralph is a racist.
I think and it's hard sometimes to put the racism aside. Some of his points,
but
I think,
when
are
that's his only point.
It's not always his
it's
only
not
point.
Always his only point.
But it's he the overwhelming thing that makes people tune him out. I think sometimes he's right on the money with some of his. Some of his observations, and not just of Obama, but of government and other things. So in no way is that meant to be an endorsement of Ralph's
he's probably like the
potential racism.
He's Filipino, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's like the Filipino Chris Cantwell.
In a way.
You know what I mean? With the bigotry and racism.
I don't know if Ralph would consider himself to be part of the MRA or not. Let's move on. We've got Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, y'all. Caller, what do you guys think?
What was that?
Breaking up
you're
bit.
Breaking up, Greg. Let's try this
Can
one more time.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead with your thoughts, Greg.
Oh, I said I'm a pretty frequent caller. What do you guys think of me?
I think you're a pretty frequent caller, and you have some interesting ideas.
All right.
I'll admit, I'm drawing a blank. I can't remember the last time you called in.
Oh, terrible.
Well, what do you got to say? So now you got to impress me.
Great. I want to make the case. I figured out how to make a case for universal basic income, which some libertarians support. But it takes four steps, and I'm afraid I probably will have time for only one. So here we go. Imagine if you have an island where you have maybe 10 people, and there's a certain amount of food, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider it to be a market failure if, let's say, one of the people was the grocer, right? He was selling all the food. One person was really rich, came, bought all the food because he had the money, and the rest of the people starved. Would that be considered a market failure?
I would assume that if there are only 10 people on an island, somebody's also the farmer, or is this is just all
fishermen.
Growing wild? Fishermen?
No, it's just oversimplifying it, but I'm saying...
No, it's not oversimplifying it. I assume that somebody also makes fishing nets, somebody also probably would make baskets to carry fruit in, and yes, there would be somebody there who would bring things to market. Now, it's not impossible that one person ends up dominating the market. So let's say it is the grocer that he is so successful and he's hired everybody else to go out and to collect the food and to bring it to him where he in turn sells it. He has no vested interest in pricing things so high that no one can afford it.
So don't you think, too, the person that had all of the, let's say it was fish on this island, right? And you have one person that was the fisherman. Don't you think the other nine people on the island would be contributing something? So in order to get the one fisherman to sell all of the fish to somebody else would kind of deprive him of all of the benefits he got from the other nine people, right?
Well, I think
so
you misunderstood my example.
Please give it again, and I'll tear it apart again. Please go ahead.
Sure. Let's say there's fish. Let's say fish is the only thing people eat because that's all they have, just to simplify. So there's one fisherman that catches the fish, okay? There's a certain amount of fish. It just so happens that one of the people that's not the fisherman is really...
You're breaking up on us, Greg. I'm going to...
Oh, man.
All right.
My point is this. Let me ask you a rhetorical question. Does a person need 100,000 apples? Like, is there a certain limit to how much food they can possibly eat? At some point, that food becomes useless to them.
Sure. There's always a limit to how much food someone could eat.
Yeah, but you can't tell someone how much food they can have in their cupboard.
No, right. I'm not saying that.
Right, but like, if you sit down and you're like, I've got all the money in the world, I'm going to buy all of the apples at the grocery store, and I'm just going to sit here and eat them. At some point, your stomach will not hold any more apples.
And at some point,
there is a limit to how much food someone can eat.
Right, and how free markets work is, at some point, that person wants something else other than apples. Maybe I want to try apple pie. So I'm going to sell some of my apples to the baker, who is in turn going to bake them into apple pie, and I'll buy them back from him. This is
I guess I'm going to have to answer my own question rhetorically. This is what I mean. I'm sorry if I made an unclear example. It's like this. Look, people, there's only so much food that you can eat. There's only so much material stuff that you can use. But let's stick with food. However, if you have a marketplace where one person can just go ahead, buy all the food that there is, and let everyone else starve because he has the resources the grocer needs, and he has more of those resources than everybody else combined, then that, in my opinion, is market failure.
But where is the grocer getting these things if there's only one person that's producing stuff and one person that has the money? I've got to ask the question of where's the guy getting the money?
And a follow-up to that is, okay, this guy has everything that the grocer wants. Does that mean he's making all these things by himself? Which means he has no free time. And at some point, free time and leisure is going to become important to him. So he's going to hire other people who will then have money who can buy fish or apples or whatever the heck it is we're talking about.
The scenario that comes to my head here, and I realize it's a fictional television show, but Gilligan's Island. There was one guy with a bunch of money, but you didn't see Thurston Howell III going around being a complete a-hole and just paying money to do ridiculous things because he had money because because on this island of like six people, money became completely worthless.
Yeah, and if you have a million apples and there's a million people that are hungry, it's not going to be in your best interest to hold out those apples.
Greg, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on universal basic income? What about Venezuela? This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
want to invite you to try my pillow. I think it's going to be the best pillow you will ever use, and the people at MyPillow think that as well. That's why they're giving you 60 days to try it risk-free. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for about a year and a half, and I can say it's the best pillow I've ever used. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting a bunch of dirt and dead skin, you can actually take MyPillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
And since we just got off the phone with Greg, who wanted to bring up universal basic income and talking about this fictitious small island where one person was able to manipulate
Thurston Howell III, Thurston who had all of the money,
was going to buy up all the food and let everybody else starve, right?
No, Elon Musk wouldn't actually have the money. He'd come up with some kind of scheme to get the money.
Right, from everybody else's taxes. But he talked about this desert island and this limited supply of food and fish and or apples or whatever. I want to plug a book, and the book is called How an Economy Grows and Why It Crashes. It's by Peter Schiff, which I think most of us in the room are probably at least familiar with. He's an economist and a gold trader and all sorts of...
He's most well-known for his dad having gone to prison for not paying federal income tax, I believe.
Irwin Schiff was a tax protester who ended up passing away a couple years ago. But it's interesting because this book, How an Economy Grows and Why It Crashes, basically starts out with a premise that there is this small desert island with a limited number of people on it, a limited number of products, and he goes through how an economy organically basically grows and comes up, and some of the things that the islanders may do that cause the economy to crash, which things do go wrong, and people do things sometimes in their own self-interest that end up biting them in the butt.
Right.
So it's a really good book. It's really short. I think it's 256 pages. It's almost written like a children's book, but you're going to really enjoy it if you give it a read.
And speaking of economies crashing, it's been a while since we've talked about Venezuela.
Good lead-in.
Headline from the Washington Post. Opposition strike paralyzes parts of Venezuela as fears of violence mount. And this is something that the last time we talked about Venezuela, I had the question of, at what point, because there have been stories of, members of the military in Venezuela not being fed, same things happening in North Korea.
Right.
At what point do those members of the military stop protecting President Nicolas Maduro? Now, I'm not sure if the military's involved in any of these protests that are happening. Not sure if they're involved in the violence, but let's jump into the story. Again, from the Washington Post, they say an anti-government strike paralyzed large sections of Venezuela on Thursday as the nation risked spiraling into a deeper crisis ahead of a vote that many fear could move the country further down the path of authoritarian rule. President Nicolas Maduro played down the strike, and some areas in the capital and elsewhere appeared less affected. But in many districts, a significant number of businesses were shuttered and protesters blocked roads as the opposition sought to stage Venezuela's largest general strike in 15 years. In Caracas, the strike was most pronounced in the eastern neighborhoods, a middle and upper class bastion. In the neighborhood of Los Ruizes, Venezuelan National Guard forces fired tear gas at protesters near the headquarters of the pro-government TV station Venezuelano de Televisión. Demonstrators hurled back canisters. Maduro accused the mayor of the area, Carlos Ocariz, of organizing the attack and ordered the capture of quote-unquote terrorists who were striking the area. Similar confrontations reportedly occurred in other parts of Caracas and in other cities around the country. Caracas resident Edmund Farkey said, "We put up the barricade early, around 5 a.m., and there was some kind of pop-up on my computer screen there. He says, the objective is that no one goes to work, that people stay home for 24 hours. He says, we want liberty, we want democracy, we want everyone to have access to food."
Listen to what he said. We want everyone to have access to food. He didn't go in there and say, everyone deserves food, so the government must provide it for us.
Right.
Because the government obviously
has been, quote-unquote, providing.
Right. But it's failed miserably, like socialist experiments do.
But here's a thought. Like, wouldn't you think, though, like, with all of the uprising and stuff that the government's dealing with, like, wouldn't it be in their own best interest to not hoard the food from them? Why are they doing it?
They're not hoarding the food. There is no food.
Right.
And there's no food because the government doesn't have any more money to what?
The government has socialized every aspect of their lives.
Because, you know, as Chris pointed out, they've socialized everything. They've seized plants. They've seized farms. They've told people, you're not allowed to go work in this thing. You've got to go work in this field. But
yeah,
because
but no,
nobody has money for the farmers don't have money to buy the seeds to plant crops. So if you can't plant a crop, you can't grow food.
Nothing
if you
to
can't
harvest.
Grow food, there's nothing to harvest, which means there's nothing for the government to seize.
See what I mean?
So how big is Venezuela's government?
Immense. Like all governments, but the more important point is
Venezuela is so broke they can't print money. They're so broke they have ships that are full of oil that cannot be sent out of port because they can't be inspected to make sure that they're safe to actually leave port.
Right.
That is how poor this country is.
This is how socialism works.
You would think that they'd all just do it anyway.
Do what?
I don't know. Leave the port. I mean, you're not going to leave a port with a freaking boat full of oil because someone said so?
And get shot at by government agents.
I'm not leaving port in a boat unless I know I'm going to get paid. And when the guy that owns the boat is the government and he says, the boat's not leaving because you're not going to get paid, you know, I'm just here to scrub the decks. I'm not going to start trying to drive this boat.
Right. So there's a lot of examples, but basically what you have... This is all the culmination of a massive experiment in socialism. They
yes.
adopted it. They took it to heart. They were following every step of the Marxist doctrine, going through every step in the Communist Manifesto to achieve a perfect society. And instead, you have starving and dying people all
right.
over the country.
And they're even eating the zoo animals because they have no food. And, well, they're eating the zoo animals that haven't already starved to death themselves. There's more on this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-453.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about Venezuela because things aren't getting better there. Protests, according to the Washington Post, have sprung up across the country in what's being referred to as a general strike, where protesters blocked roads. They say it's the largest general strike since 2002. That's 15 years ago. One of the residents of Caracas, Edmund Farkey, says, "We put up the barricades around 5 a.m. The objective is that no one goes to work. People stay home for 24 hours. We want liberty. We want democracy. We want everyone to have access to food." Alfredo Romero, co-director of Foro Penal, a human rights group that defends political prisoners, tweeted out earlier today that at least 82 protesters had been arrested as of Thursday afternoon. The opposition efforts unfolded as Maduro's unpopular socialist government faced escalating international pressure to back off of a special election scheduled for July 30th. The vote, if approved, would elect a body to rewrite the 1999 Constitution and further squelch the opposition-controlled National Assembly in a move widely viewed by critics as a power grab. So just to sort of rephrase this a little bit, the National Assembly is the Venezuelan version of Congress. The Venezuelan version of Congress, the National Assembly, is made up of people that don't really like Maduro's policies, but they don't have a lot of power anyway.
Right.
and this rewrite of the 1999 Constitution would take away their limited power to be even less powerful, I'm guessing, and probably to, you know, further entrench some socialist policies that have already caused all of the horrible problems that they have in Venezuela.
Right. And don't think for a second that this means that everyone in Venezuela is starving and has no money and has no
future. Nicolas Maduro is doing quite well for himself.
Right. And you're going to have in a socialist regime a core group, that central group, the central control group, the central planners that will be taken care of at the expense of everyone else.
So, like, what ended up happening? So they had, like, this Bernie Sanders utopia where at one point in time all these same people that are protesting were getting all of these things.
For a lot of years, yeah, they had social programs coming out the wazoo.
Venezuela has the largest oil reserves outside of the Middle East.
Right. So imagine this country. It's relatively small. It's not a tiny country by any means, but it has tremendous oil reserves, tremendous wealth.
A temperate climate where you can grow certain crops year round.
Oh, yeah.
Bananas, coconuts, coffee.
Yeah, all sorts of things going for it. And this is sort of what happened in Scandinavia, too. They were very, very successful. Lots of wealth flows into the country. And then socialists become powerful, and they're like, you know what? As wealthy as we are, we should be able to take care of everyone.
Right.
We should be able to provide, you know, cradle-to-grave care, and government can act as this loving parent to all our people. So they start rolling these programs out, and the inevitable happens. People become dependent on them. People lose any incentive to go out and take care of themselves because government is there to do it for them. And as time goes on, guess what happens? The programs get more expensive and more expensive. Yeah. More of the money that the government is taking in goes to those. And then when it gets to a certain point, government's like, well, you know what? We really got to take care of ourselves, which means we got to beef up our military.
Right.
And, we've got to make sure our palaces are in tip-top shape
and then
at the expense of the people.
To add on top of that, what did I mention Venezuela has a lot of?
Oil.
What happened to the price of oil not too long ago?
Right. Suddenly it plummets. And you have one event caused basically by decision makers halfway around the globe that has catastrophic effects on your country. So this is the same thing. Fortunately for the Scandinavian countries, most of them have started years ago and rolling back their social programs.
Right.
But it was the same story. Through capitalism, they became very wealthy.
One big difference between Venezuela and the Scandinavian countries is the U.S. government never implemented sanctions or threatened sanctions against the Scandinavian countries, and that's what's happening here.
Right.
The article continues that the Trump administration, being pressed by prominent U.S. lawmakers, is weighing sanctions up to and including bans on Venezuela's all important oil exports if the vote is not called off. So to reword that, if Nicolas Maduro does not say, we're not voting on July 30th, Trump is considering saying, no Venezuelan oil is allowed in the United States, which all sanctions wind up doing is hurting the people inside the country that you're hoping to help.
Exactly. So you're going to create a scarcity of resources, a scarcity of money within Venezuela, which is going to make the government tighten up and make sure that their wealth is preserved.
Right.
And it is going to drive down the quality of life from what little quality of life these people have already.
Luis Almagro, Secretary General of the Organization of American States, said Wednesday that there are fears that the situation in Venezuela will escalate into a bloodbath. He told a Senate hearing, the reluctance of the international community to act in defense of democracy has allowed the situation to deteriorate incrementally but consistently to the point where today it has become a full-blown humanitarian and security crisis. Every step of the way, it has been too little, too late. Pressure is building inside Venezuela as well. The last time the opposition called for a general strike was in October, but that effort did not elicit the widespread street closures seen Thursday. In 2002, a prolonged national strike failed to oust President Hugo Chavez, who died in 2013, and anointed Maduro as his successor.
So I have a question. What is the, like, solution? Like, what do you think, right, as Americans, right, if you identify as an American or as a human or whatever it is, like, what do you think we should do about this?
I think what Daryl did was a great idea, and that was to purchase, illegally, purchase currency from people in Venezuela.
At a rate much higher than the official exchange rate. Not quite as high as what the black market going rate is in Venezuela. But, yeah, that's one way. You know, get people some American dollars where they can then, you know, possibly sneak across the border to one of the neighboring countries and buy some groceries and feed themselves.
Right. There's that. There's things we could do with alternative currencies like Bitcoin to, you know, promote that down there so that they can get out from under the hands of a government-controlled currency.
My thing is, like, how do you know, like what charities and stuff like that or, you know, organizations that are really going to help that aren't, you know, really just the government looking to soak up, you know, goodwill from other people.
You don't?
Yeah. That's why I would rather deal with individuals that we come across.
Right, and, but then the conspiracy theorists are going to be like, well, how do you know that those aren't just government agents?
At some point, you got to take a risk.
At some point, you have to stop being paranoid that everything's a conspiracy out to get you.
Right. The big thing is the only thing that is going to save Venezuela is going to be shunning socialism. And that's going to be a hard thing for people that have lived a lot of their lives
before it can get better.
I do. Unfortunately, I do. I think it needs a revolution.
Continuing on with the article here, on Sunday, the opposition carried out an unofficial referendum in which more than 7 million voters rejected the government's bid to draw up a new constitution, and they demanded new national elections. This week, the opposition pledged to form a transitional government as part of its efforts to force new elections. Don't know if that's going to, you know, be the best solution, but it's definitely going to be better than Nicolas Maduro's power grab.
Right.
And The question is, what happens when Nicolas Maduro's election winds up not going his way? Or is he just going to be like, oh yeah, all those votes against it didn't count because reasons.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to join us, the us being Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Did you know that New Mexico, we rank the 9th worst place to live? So
I don't keep up with New Mexico rankings, but why is New Mexico ranked the 9th worst? Is that the 9th worst in the U.S., the 9th worst in the world, the 9th worst in the Southwest?
I think it's the 9th worst in the country, and some organization did the ranking, and there was a name behind it, you know?
There generally are organizations that do rankings.
And have names.
Right. I don't know. I forgot the name of it. But,
so,
I mean,
do you remember some of the real reasons why?
Well, you know, I have my personal reason, because we're number one.
All the pedestrians wind up getting killed?
Come on, Daryl.
Well, I mean, almost the same pedestrians get killed by two different drivers, two different cars. And how about this? We had a go-go car lady get killed yesterday, and another pedestrian on 98th Street. Two more people got killed by cars. I mean, it's obvious to me, if you're number one in hit and run, bicycle, and pedestrian fatalities, you know, I mean, why would it be? It would be a very undesirable place to live.
Do you think that simply the fact that people get hit by cars, do you think that's what skewed your score down, or do you think it was other things like, you know, the size of government, or number of jobs available, or gross, you know, average incomes, things like that, the quality
well,
of your schools.
How about that? How about we get 27 cars stolen every day on average?
I guess my point is there's all sorts of things that go into these rankings, and I
actually found the ranking from CNBC, and New Mexico ties with Tennessee for 9th worst. They say for a place that calls itself the land of enchantment, New Mexico can be a dicey place. Per capita, it has one of the highest violent crime rates in the country, And if you're thinking of sprawling Southwest vistas with clean, dry air, don't forget about Doña Ana County, home of Las Cruces on the Mexican border, which has had the poorest measured air quality in the state over the past 3 years. There, the ozone and particulate pollution is so elevated the air can be dangerous to breathe for more than 2 weeks out of the year. New Mexico gets a quality of life score of 107 points out of 300. The weaknesses are crime, air quality, and health. The strengths for New Mexico they list are tourist attractions.
Right,
so, Sarah,
right.
Thoughts on that?
Well, you know what? How come they're always missing the pedestrian, bicycle, and hit-and-run fatalities? That's what I can't understand. I mean, gee, that's a part of the big component. And I feel that the reason that the Facebook wants to build a big center, I mean, large as a football stadium, is because they have hope that we're going to get self-driving cars out here.
Actually, I wound up, Sarah, last night. You called in about the Facebook thing last night. I pulled up an article from the Albuquerque Journal, and Facebook was promised up to $30 billion in industrial revenue bonds, $10 million in local economic development action funding, and tax reimbursements of up to $1.6 million. So they're getting $30 billion in bonds plus $11.6 million in funding and tax reimbursements. That's why Facebook is building these two giant buildings that will wind up employing about 100 people after they're built. Has nothing to do with electric cars, has nothing to do with pedestrians. It has everything to do with Facebook getting your tax money. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? I still got that, because it was announced that we're going to get automated self-driving cars. And then next
right,
week,
but that has nothing to do with why Facebook, just because those two stories came out a couple days apart, doesn't mean that they're in any way connected. You do realize that.
Well, I mean, to me, it's connected. Why would a company like that want to come here unless they figure that there's a solution for drunk driving and pedestrian fatalities?
No, they're moving there because, again, I realize that these are really big numbers. $30 billion in industrial revenue bonds. So somebody is saying, Facebook, we will give you $30 billion. That's 30 billion reasons to
right.
move to Albuquerque.
Right.
And then here's another 11.6 million reasons, 10 million of those being Local Economic Development Act funding, and $1.6 million worth of tax reimbursement. That is why Facebook is moving to Albuquerque, not because of pedestrians. Sarah, thank you for the call. And, yeah, you know, New Mexico is, according to the Albuquerque Journal, in June of last year, they did rank number one in pedestrian deaths. But again, as with all statistics, you have to look at what are the actual numbers. You know, how many people, and Sarah makes it sound like everybody that ever, you know, walks on a sidewalk or crosses an intersection in Albuquerque gets run over by multiple cars.
I'm living proof that you can survive the streets of Albuquerque. I've been there. I've walked. I still live.
The main
live.
Streets of Albuquerque.
So how many people died there, does it say?
I haven't jumped that far into the thing. 74 pedestrian fatalities in 2014 for the entire state of New Mexico.
I mean, that's not that bad. 74 people.
It is if you're one of those 74 people.
I mean,
right.
I mean, what's like the population there? Like, what's the percentage?
Not a big state.
Works out to be 3.55 pedestrian deaths per 100,000 residents. Florida comes in at number two with 2.96 pedestrian fatalities per 100,000. Alcohol was a factor in more than half of the fatal pedestrian crashes in New Mexico. Nationally, it was a factor in a little over one-third, meaning that more pedestrians that wind up getting hit doesn't necessarily mean that the pedestrian was drunk. It could mean the pedestrian was drunk. You know, it's one of those things of what does it mean that alcohol was a factor? Does it mean that the pedestrian had alcohol in the system?
Does it
mean that the driver had alcohol in there?
So I got a fun story for you. When I was like 13, I was with my mom and I had broken my finger and we were like literally on our way to the hospital to get like a little splint and stuff for it. Because we were just going to get one at CVS, but they didn't have one. Anyway, long story short, it was like 9 o'clock at night, really dark out. And I'm in the passenger seat. My mom's driving, and we're going on this, like, double. There's two lanes going in each direction, and there's the on-ramps to get on a highway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, I see in my mom's headlight, is like, it just came in. I see, like, a white T-shirt, and it's, like, coming in. And, like, it took my brain a little minute to process it, but it was some guy on a bike in the middle of the road.
Oh, jeez.
And I just remember saying, like, Mom, look out. Mom, look out. And it's like it took her a minute to register. And her vision's also a lot worse than mine. And it was at nighttime.
Right.
I can't remember if she had her glasses on or not. Next thing you know, though, this guy came through the windshield, landed in my lap. And,
wow.
Yeah. Just so happens that he was carrying a six-pack on his bike. And he was already, like, wasted, lost his license because of drinking. And so he biked to the package store at 9 o'clock at night, was biking back. Three people had already called the guy in that almost hit him. And he just happened, my mom happened to be the lucky one.
Oh, but how fast was she going?
Not that far at all, but apparently, like, his bike flew, like, 200 feet. And I think my mom went into shock at first, so she, like, didn't pull over right away. Cause
was everyone okay?
I mean, he broke, like, I think two of his legs.
But he lived?
He lived.
He lived, yeah.
And a happy ending to that.
Albuquerque police chief says...
Sarah, that's for you, that story.
Says the majority of pedestrian fatalities are a result of intoxicated pedestrians walking outside of safety areas, not the result of drivers being at fault. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Wishes to Remain Anonymous. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts very quickly.
So, like, if I was going to get a house loan and the government was going to give me a 5% subsidy for that house loan, and you guys wouldn't think that that was wrong of me to take that 5% subsidy, right?
Wait, what? What was the question?
The question
is, I was going to get a discount on my taxes of a 5% of what the house was going to cost me. From the government, like a handout
right.
they were going to give me.
Right.
Would that be wrong to take that? And then
no.
like an annual handout of 1% in addition
do
to that?
Do what you got to do to feed your family and make your quality of life go better, I guess.
I've heard you guys say multiple times before that, you know, take whatever you can get. If the government's going to give you money, take it.
I'm a single mom.
Like, there have been some hosts of this show that
right.
have said that, and other hosts said that government should not be giving handouts at all. Wishes to remain anonymous. Thank you for the call. We're out of time for tonight. Call back earlier in the night. We are live all 7 nights of the week, and we're always online at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft.
no one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.